When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I absolutely love stuff like this, and I hope you do too, because it's one of those things where it's like in your lifetime, you will blink 415 million times. So you are wearing your blinkers out.
I'm not, look.
You're just plain stare down now.
And what do you do with this information?
I will say that the old people are not using their blinkers as much.
It's just the left one. Yeah.
Tom, you know what? You learn about your body.
You go through a lot of blinker fluid.
God, she fell for that.
You know what? You will spend 6 months on the toilet in your lifetime.
Not Tom.
Way more than that. Some sessions, you know, you get up and your feet are wobbly or your legs are wobbly.
They're numb.
They're numb, yeah.
But I finished my game.
What was your game exactly? Huh? Battleship?
What? You sank my battleship.
Okay. So, you know what? Talking on your phone, you'll spend 2.5 years just talking on your phone. Now, all the other stuff you do on your phone, that's a lot more. You're spending years, basically, on your cell phone.
Wait, you said, what was the statistic again?
2.5 years talking on your phone.
That's when you call.
That's just a session with me.
Hey, I was on we had a group phone call going on this past week. Yeah. We were on there for over 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Just catching up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Talking about people.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. It's almost like it's a work, like a meeting or something, like a Zoom meeting.
But you know what? We don't have to like actually get out of our house and drive and sit up at a bar. We just sit in our homes and have cocktails and sit and talk to each other on the phone.
Is it on video?
We didn't do the video, but we've done that, especially during COVID. During COVID, we'd have 8 to 12 people
wow.
on the video call that we would talk for forever.
Oh my gosh, I just had a Zoom meeting actually earlier this week with the boss, and he said, turn your camera on. And I'm like, I don't want you to see how big this margarita is. Can you just ignore this? Like, geez.
There's a guy on YouTube who interviews people. And what he'll do is he'll take like a TV monitor, like one of those 50-inch big screens. And he sets it in a chair sideways and interviews them. And they're like on, you know, the phone or whatever. But it's life size in this chair. And it's like he looks over to it and talks to it.
That's
it's actually pretty cool.
All right. Fascinating facts about your body. In your lifetime, you'll eat 350 pounds of chocolate.
Oh, that's just once a month, really.
That's a lot if you're eating that much in a month. 350 pounds of chocolate.
Yeah.
You will shed 41 pounds of...
Skin
in your lifetime.
And that's, probably hair.
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. Yes. So you're shedding a lot of skin. You know how you got that ashy skin sometimes? You need to get the lotion out and those little flakes just come out. Or if you wear a black shirt sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the little white flakes on top of it.
That's probably dandruff.
It's like a little snow flurry, a little dandruff flurry right there. Okay. How many miles will you walk in a lifetime?
Well, my Google Maps keeps up with that for me, and every month I get an update of what I had for the month. And for last month, I drove over 500 miles, and I walked 1 mile.
Oh, wow.
1 mile I walked.
It says that you will walk 13,640 miles in a lifetime if you are normal.
Oh, well, then that's
normal.
That's
maybe
looking good.
If you're an Indian and on foot, who walks that many miles?
I don't.
You walk into your car, you're walking when you're shopping. You walk more than you realize, Tom.
I think I'm like Cato's ratio. What did you say? How many, you walked, what, 1 mile?
1 mile on the whole month.
And you did 500 others?
Driving.
That makes sense to me.
Going back to the Zoom meeting, Tom and I were on one, and I'm just going to ask you, because I wanted to ask you during the meeting but that we were on with professionals. Were you laying down in your bed?
Yes, he does that.
Always laying down in my bed.
His shirt looks like it was huge. He had this big old black shirt on.
Boy, I'm fat.
But he's got the like the books in the background. So I'm like, okay, I know that's a background like filter on, but his body just it looked out of shape, like not in a good way.
At least he had his shirt on.
That's what I said.
Because I think there was one meeting he's laid there with no shirt on in his bed.
Yeah,
talking to us on the Zoom call.
I thought I had it up high enough you couldn't tell.
I could tell.
Everybody else was sitting up in this Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
And Tom's like,
to be fair, Hawk acts like I'm laying flat on my back. I've got this sleep number bed that tilts me up, like, you know, one of those old people beds.
Yeah, it was weird looking.
So I'm tilted up a little.
All right. Fascinating facts about your body. All right. You talked about hair. You'll grow 589 miles of hair.
In your ear.
That's after you turn 60, Kato.
On your big toe.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lot of that for you girls will wind up in the drain where we have to clean it out.
I was just going to ask where, because my hair will not grow past a certain point.
78 inches of nose hair you will grow in a lifetime.
Oh, my.
Is that diameter or length?
Sometimes you'll see it that
mine
long.
Mine get pretty thick sometimes.
It's like it wants to come out and say, hey.
When it's like Spectrum's putting in cable at your house.
When you blow your nose and when you pull that napkin away or Kleenex and you feel hair you just jerked out of your nose, it's too long.
When you can braid it, there's something wrong.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
COVID changed so much about the way we work. And the biggest thing was people started working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, it was considered the best thing ever. But then companies started going, all right, COVID's over. We'd like to have you come back into our big empty office. There's no one here and we're lonely. So they started having people come back in. And some people did not like that. And some people quit because they didn't want to come back in. But now it's getting even worse. There are a bunch of job listings now that say basically don't apply here if you want to have a work-life balance. Now, work-life balance was one of the phrases that came up during that time. People were starting to say, look, I can actually have work in my life. I can also have my life where I live and enjoy things, and I can balance the two out and get both of them done. Whereas before COVID, you just went to work and there was no talk about your personal life balance and you just went to work every day. I don't think it changed anything, but they started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So now these companies are actually putting on the job applications, don't come here expecting a good work-life balance. It's going to be a grind.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, who's applying at those places?
Well, and the best part, I bet they're not even offering a great salary.
I don't know the answer to that. They said they're reining in flexible schedules, remote work, and perks, and they're openly wanting applicants to get ready to grind. One expert said they're testing the limits of what they can ask of their employees, knowing that right now people are hungry to work. So the pendulum has swung and companies are in control again. No, I would not think so.
Yeah, it's kind of like dating. It's like you don't tell them all the bad stuff right off the bat. You know, like you go in, you're trying to trick them into working.
This is the best place to work.
Yeah. It's almost like when they award you with some kind of title or something, or, you know, employee of the month or whatever. It's like, oh, I'm going to work harder today.
So I get that upfront parking space.
Yeah.
That lasts for like 2 months, then they don't do it again.
Uh-huh.
Well, they say most of these are showing up in positions for companies that are startups. They're tech companies. They haven't made it big yet, but it's one of those situations where if they do make it big, you get stock options and you could become rich. You know, people who were on the ground floor of things like Bitcoin or a lot of these tech companies, ChatGPT and stuff. You know, the secretaries go on to be millionaires because they got issued a few shares of the stock before it went public.
So what's the majority of companies that start up and never go anywhere?
Most of them are exactly that. They go under and your stock option's worth zero.
It's kind of like winning the lottery. You know, there's that one ticket, but most likely you're not going
home.
But you worked your butt off because there was no work-life balance. I wouldn't even apply to a job that specifically said.
Well, I know that.
But I'm saying there's at least, like you said, you offer something that looks nice.
But it said that you could work remote, right?
No, you can't work remote.
Oh, I thought you said.
No, they're reining in flexible schedules, remote work, and perks.
I mean, you look at all of us, really. I mean, honestly, the time and the amount of time we put in to our job. And you sit around
speak
most
for yourself,
of the time.
Bro.
Yeah, we're here late.
And we just talk. Well, okay, Tori works a little bit later than us.
I was telling a friend, if I had to clock in from 8 to 5 every day, I don't know what I would do.
I know.
Well, I don't know what Hawk does all day, but I work on the show during the day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sending myself, I'm sending myself things to talk about the next day.
I see you watch videos. We got one over here shopping. I don't know what Hawk's doing.
Research for the show. I'm finding the best Prime Day deals for everyone. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tori.
Yeah. And Cato, you're on Facebook over here.
I'm looking for lunch places.
At least you're honest about it. Yes. You weren't doing that for work.
I'm already
you're
hungry.
Not working, you think we're not. Look at this. I got two things I sent myself yesterday. One at 10:51 p.m., one at 8 p.m. about stuff to talk about on the show right now.
Is it one of these topics?
No, it's better than this one.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, study finds that couples say this more than I love you, and it could be hurting your relationship.
What?
Okay.
That's one.
Okay. There you go. Any other guesses?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's going to hurt it too bad.
I was going to say, I feel like that won't help.
Yeah. So, actually, yeah, Tom
dummy.
Was...
You hear that a lot.
That could actually hurt your relationship right there. Actually, Tom was right. What is the word? Or maybe, huh? Say again, come again.
Oh, I was just asking what you said.
What is more commonly used than I love you in a lot of relationships, especially the older you get, it even gets worse because your hearing goes bad, I guess.
Is it because you're going out to eat and all the restaurants are so loud these days? So everything your person says, you're like, what?
Nah? You know what? I hate that experience too. Turn the music down.
Yes. I told my husband our last time we went out, I said, just text me. Well, I can't hear you.
I know. And then you're sitting right under the speaker sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like, I have asked to be, you know, moved.
The worst is when you're under the speaker and under the AC.
There you go. Oh. So the survey, they reveal that 46% of couples have argued due to miscommunications because they didn't hear exactly what the person said. 28% engaged in arguments over mishearing multiple times. So, and that's in a week's time, they said they misheard the conversation.
But what can mean different things?
Well, okay.
Yeah. I mean, she could be in another room while he's watching, you know, a game and he didn't hear what?
Yeah.
Or she could be saying, you know, the kids got suspended from school. What?
Okay. That's a different kind of one.
Yeah. So that's probably why it said so much.
Well, it's more so it hurts your relationship, they said, because they said not being heard or not being listened to can lead to feelings of frustration in that relationship. 42% said they felt like they were ignored in
a
relationship.
Me, being in this room, you get used to it.
Oh, come on.
How many times have I said, shut up, Cato, nobody's listening to you?
I don't know, we weren't listening.
I do that around my friends now. We'll all be hanging out, and I'll say something, and not one response, and I'm like, okay. Ain't nobody listening to me. Why do I keep talking?
Okay, so you're offended by that.
I'm not, you know, you get used to it. Okay. You get to where you don't care anymore.
But think about this, though. Is it your friends? Because everybody's doing it around you. Or is it like you?
Are they tired of me talking?
Oh, wow.
How am I taking this from
maybe
you?
Your voice. It blends in with the atmosphere or something.
I think you need to say, what?
Good recovery. Good recovery. Yeah.
It's like your voice just doesn't project well. That's why.
I'll try harder.
All right, 33% said that they have a feeling of being a disconnection when they are not heard.
My thing is, I just don't want to repeat myself.
Right.
And even if it's not his fault, even if I did mumble it, sometimes I'm like, I'm just too lazy to say it again.
Yeah.
I just don't have it in me to repeat it.
Well, that might be your fault, but I think sometimes you like the other person ain't trying to listen hard enough.
Well, 19% of the people in the study said they felt unloved because being misheard or, you know, the person saying what.
Sometimes it does feel intentional because I was just thinking there are some times when I'm trying to talk to John and he's like, huh, what, huh? But then other times when I'm like whisper gossiping with my mom, he'll be like, what happened from across the house? And I'm like, how did you hear that? But you didn't hear me talking to you a foot away.
I get that a lot. Like, you know, my wife, I'll sit there and holler down for a sandwich or something and I get no response. But boy, you let me just pass a tiny little gas, a little toot. It's like, I heard that. Like you didn't hear me asking for a sandwich, but you heard that.
Maybe that's how you need to start getting her attention.
I'm gonna say, that's right. Because then I'll be like, hey, while I got you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Torture Tuesday time is going to be a lot of fun. You can play this at home.
Yeah, this one's actually not going to be that big of a torture. The thing is we are going to be doing a competition, and we have a box of family pack fruit by the foot.
Oh, boy.
It's either where they took a some sort of an apple or something, and they squished it with a steamroller.
Yeah.
And it's super long and thin, and we're going to have races to see who can eat these the fastest by, like, you hang it straight down, and it's 3 foot long or something. And so you have to pull it up with your tongue while you eat.
I'm putting my money on Tom. I mean, I've seen him eat cheese balls. He's been practicing a lot here.
But will
he
make it with his diabetes?
Wait,
might kick in halfway in the middle.
Diabetes,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I saw a video the other day that had Wilford Brimley, who says diabetes, and everybody says that. And then it had the doctor come on right after him going, diabetes.
Well, we'll see if that, maybe I'll just drop halfway through thing.
No.
I've got some.
If so, I want my wife to sue you guys in the station.
All right, let's have some fun. You can play this at home, too. And try not to get choked, though. I do know the Heimlich maneuver, so if it does
the Heimlich?
Yeah.
That'll get you popping whatever it is.
I'm going to get choked.
Just to see.
All right. How much of it, like, goes in your mouth to start?
Is it just... Tori's already trying to cheat.
I'm just getting clarification.
Put it there. There you go.
How much is that?
Kato's putting it like it's... right on his tongue, and you bite down on it, and it looks like a big long tongue. It almost looks like you're a frog or one of those lizards that you see on an animal planet.
Tori's like an elephant.
Yeah, all right. Are you ready? It is the fruit by the foot roll up challenge. Kato and Tori going first. 3, 2, 1, go! Go! Tori's talking in. Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to say, Tori is. It's harder than it looks, but...
Tori is ahead now. Tori is killing it. Kato's not making... Oh, Tori has got this wrapped up. And she's got it. Kato's still got over half of his left.
Oh, Kato, that is so funny.
That's on motherhood. You learn to eat fast.
I got you. I understand that. Kato, you can stop now. You lost, okay? You're a big loser.
You're good. I've never had any before.
They are good, but that was pretty sad.
You know what? Stuck in the back of my throat.
You look like a little bitty mouse eating cheese, Kato. It's like a little bitty, and Tori's over there like gobbling big drops or big yards of it down.
There's an art to it. Yeah. I figured it out halfway through.
Oh, don't tell us.
I'm not going to.
Me and Tom, we have to go next. Now, Torch Tuesday, it's not really torture, but we're having fun doing it. Fruit by the foot roll-up challenge, and I've got to peel my fruit by the foot.
Take your time, I got to finish eating.
It's stuck to my teeth.
Is it really?
Yeah, look.
Oh, God. Okay, it is. All right, here we go. Hey, you got it?
I'm ready.
All right.
On your mark.
All right.
Get that. Go. No. All right, they're going side by side. Look at Tommy.
Tom paid attention. He knows what's up.
Oh, I think I got the secret.
There's so much
Tom
eye contact.
Winning. Tom is winning by foot. Go ahead, Hawk.
Come on,
Tom. I'm not sure what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Tom wins.
Tom.
That's harder than it
is. Mm-hmm. What's the secret to keep your head upright?
No.
Because I was leaning down thinking it might be pulling it down.
Don't say it because...
Well, we figured it out, though. The two winners figured it out already.
Oh, okay.
Because he did the same thing I did.
What'd he do?
You put your tongue down, and then you bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was doing the overbite.
I was, too.
I started there.
Yeah, I was like buck tooth. I was like Bucky's.
I'm still chewing.
All right, so we're going to eat these, and then come back and have a final runoff between me and Tori.
I got to say.
Your mouth is black.
Yeah, there's blue in this one.
All right, let's just hope Tom don't drop dead.
Feel kind of weak.
Yeah, Tom will drop to the floor and start shaking.
Oh, no.
Hey, take your blood pressure pills and your diabetes pills and all that stuff.
Oh.
All right, we're going to have some more fun with this, see who is the big winner coming up for a Torch Tuesday Fruit by the Foot Challenge.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And it's time for Torture Tuesday, the playoffs.
Yeah.
We did the Fruit by the Foot Challenge to see who could inhale a Fruit by the Foot roll the fastest.
Yeah.
And Tori and I both won our first rounds.
Yeah. The reason this is Torture Tuesday for Tom, he has diabetes. So he shouldn't be eating this stuff.
I could drop at any moment now.
Okay. So it is the playoffs right now. It's kind of like the World Series or the Super Bowl of the Fruit by the Foot Challenge. And I got to say... When I went against Tom, I'm like, I was doing it wrong. I was biting it like Bucky.
Yep.
And they know the secret on how to do this. And this is a lot of fun, too. If you happen to be, let's say you're at a family reunion or maybe a birthday party or something. I think it's a lot of fun. But when I was doing the fruit by the foot challenge, I don't know about you, Kato, I was like, as it was going in, it did not roll back up. You know what I'm saying? It was just going back in my throat, hitting my uvula.
I was worried I'd get choked.
Yeah.
You wanted it to be like those cartoon sunshades where you pull it down and it goes, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, but it kept getting lodged back in my throat. And it slowed me down a little bit.
Well, I'm worried about Tori. She was pretty solid the first round. So I've got a challenge here.
All right.
I mean, when it comes to food,
Okay. Well, y'all both have been practicing.
We haven't really been practicing.
Well, no, I'm talking about eating in general.
We're just naturally athletic.
Yeah, sure, when it comes to eating.
They got big mouths.
Are you guys ready? Here we go. It's the fruit by the foot challenge to see who's going to be the big winner today.
Ooh, this
is
good.
Your marks. Get set. Go. All right. And they're off. Tori is going at it, man. So is Tom. It's tied right now. It's going to be a close race. It's down to the finish. And here we go. Tori is the big one. Wow. That is like watching the Kentucky Derby. You know, right at the very end there, you rallied. It was like the horses came on strong.
I thought I was
going to
get her.
Man. I feel like one of those goats. You know what I mean? With the tongue.
Okay. Not, oh. Nah.
The one on the, I'll talk in a minute.
Yeah. What kind of goat had a tongue like that?
The one in the, I'm choked.
It's almost like, it's like the lizard thing I see on the animal plant that goes, shoots right down and rolls back right in. But I got to say, you really are gifted when it comes to the fruit roll-up challenge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've been called that before. I appreciate that.
Gifted or okay?
No, I thought you'd been called a fruit roll up challenge.
We're basically been called a fruit roll up. Well, there you go, Tori. You're the big winner. You win the whole 18 rolls of family pack.
Oh, my.
I'm like Van White here of the fruit roll up challenge. So enjoy that.
And the title.
Yeah.
She gets the title.
Yeah.
And diabetes.
Give me like 5 minutes. I can take out that whole box.
We don't have a crown or anything to give you or a sash that says you're the fruit roll up challenge chick.
We can make one with the fruit.
Yeah. We just put two of these together and we'll make you a sash today.
I feel like I'm about to go into a coma.
I reckon so. All right. Good morning. That's Torch Tuesday here on the Hawk and Tom Show. It'd be 93.7.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.